All right, Eagles fans, welcome back to the NovaCare Complex. I am Alex Smith, and I am very pleased to be joined today by Eagles safety Malcolm Jenkins. Malcolm, how's camp going so far?
It's going well. Today was the first day with pads, so we get to see, you know, what the real football looks like and see who can be physical, what guys want to play. So this is our first taste in 2016 in some real football.
What's it like for you as a safety to get those pads on? How much of a boost does that give you?
Well, I mean, it's just that opportunity to get those real looks. You know, we start to do the 9-on-7 drills where not only do we fit the run, but you have to actually, you know, put your pads on somebody. You got to get off blocks and things like that, which is those are the things you can't practice in the spring when you're just in helmets and in jerseys. So that's the physical part of the game that you got to start to get acclimated to.
So the pads come on. That's one of the big stories today. One of the other big stories is that Brian Dawkins is back in the building, hired as part of the scouting department. What's your relationship with Brian been since you came here to Philly?
I mean, he's always been somebody that's reached out and kind of, if he sees something, he'll give me a couple tips here or there. He's been a resource for me to kind of reach out to with any questions that I've had. And, you know, already this day one he's been there, and we've already had multiple conversations. So he's somebody I know definitely, even from two vantage points, from a safety standpoint and developing myself as somebody I'll lean towards to ask questions. But also his leadership, you know, being one of the leaders on the team. You know, he's one of the greatest leaders of all time in this game. And so I'm definitely leaning on him in a few different ways to better myself.
Malcolm, it's been a really busy offseason for you. You signed a new 5-year deal here. What does that deal mean to you, knowing that you'll be here for 5 more seasons and to get it out of the way well before you're even in that free agency period?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little security for me, you know, just like you said, not having to go through the free agency deal and just being here, knowing I'll be here for the long haul. It makes it a lot easier for me to invest everything I have into this Eagles organization. It gives me a vote of confidence knowing that they see a future with me here. You know, and not only me, but the other guys that they're trying to build around. Mm-hmm. And it extended over the offseason. You can see that their goal is to build something, not just this year, but for the long run.
And what does it mean to you to be one of those guys, to be part of that core? What's being built here right now? How do you see this organization moving forward?
Well, I think the biggest thing is it's like any successful organization. When you build for long-term success, you have to start with a core of players, a core group. And so to be part of that core group obviously is an honor, but it's also a responsibility. You know, these are the guys that they're going to call on to not only be the playmakers on the field, but be the leaders in the locker room, to set the standard, to set the culture. And so, you know, it's a lot of responsibility. But when you look around the league, all of the teams that have success usually have a core group of guys that they build around for – you know, a long period of time.
The fans have really gravitated towards you in a short period of time. What is it about your style of play that you think has led to that?
Well, you know, I'm an East Coast guy. I grew up, you know, an hour away from here. And I think just embodying that spirit, that enthusiasm, playing hard, somebody doesn't complain a lot, you know, that's something that they can relate to. And I think that's, you know, that's what this fan base feeds off of, a lot of enthusiasm, passion, physicality, and you know, it's not necessarily about who's the most talented, but just having that fight in you. And you know, that's, like I said, being from the East Coast, that comes natural, but that's just something that, you know, our fan base especially gravitates to.
So you kind of have an idea of what this organization is about, being an East Coast guy, but what surprised you, if anything, about that you didn't know about this team or about this city before you came here?
Well, I didn't spend much time in Philly, you know. Right. I really enjoy the city. You know, I live here year-round. So it's something that I've grown accustomed to really, really fast. And obviously, like you said, the fan base has really embraced me as a player. And it's been great. You know, I've enjoyed my time here. And I'm excited to sign this extension and keep me here for a little longer.
Talking X's and O's now, I know you've been asked about your impressions about Jim Schwartz's defense. Last year, you kind of did a little bit of everything. You played safety. You played nickel corner as well. How do you see your role in this system? Is it more traditional?
I think it's to be determined at this point. You know, I think we're really, and it was similar last year. You know, during training camp, I just played more safety just so we could get a true evaluation on all of the different corners, all of the safeties. But as we get closer to the season, we'll probably start to formulate, you know, what our best combination of DBs are. Selfishly, you know, I kind of like, I really enjoy playing that nickel position, playing down in the slot. But, you know, if that doesn't help us as a team, then I might play a more traditional role. I think we're trying to figure out, you know, who those next guys are. We got a huge battle going on at our right corner spot. A lot of guys that can play a lot of different positions. And Rodney McLeod is also a pretty versatile safety as well. So I don't want to take any tools out of his bag. So right now during training camp, we're just trying to figure out what everybody does best. And then me being the versatile guy that I am, you know, I'll just fill the gaps as we get closer to the season.
All right, Malcolm, my final question for you. I know it's early, only the first day of pads like we talked about, but what do you think the stamp of this defense is going to be? What's going to be that one thing that really sets this group apart?
Well, I think, you know, starting with Jim, it has nothing necessarily to do with X's and O's. I think it's just going to be enthusiasm and grit. You know, it's going to be a defense that flies around, that'll hit you, you know, and has fun together. And I think we got a lot of guys that enjoy the game, have fun, talk a little trash, you know, and it's that's one of the things that I think, you know, not only us as players, but the fan base has been waiting on, is just that defensive mindset that's aggressive, that's in your face, that's having fun. And, you know, I think that'll be the hallmark of our team.
Malcolm Jenkins, thank you very much for joining us, and best of luck with the rest of camp.
I appreciate it.
And thank you all for tuning in right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.